This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 7 past the hour on the overview of what's going on in the world of talk radio. This is the Talk Radio Review, part of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, podcast of which you can get every week as it's updated, the hot stories from Talkers Magazine, the people being discussed. Find it at TalkRadioCountdownShow.com, that podcast. And the list of the stories and the people is listed at Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and all the information about what's going on in the world of talk for the week. One of the big stories this week, number 8 in the countdown list, is what's going on in California. On the program, as usual today, we have our list of component conversationalists.
I like that. I just came up with that.
That's a component conversationalist. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Victoria Keelan is in her studio in New York. We also have with us Joe Crummy, who's in Los Angeles, and perhaps the star of the moment, although Joe's in Los Angeles, but Jennifer Horn, who's a part of the DJV show, also co-host of the morning program on KRLA in Los Angeles, and I don't know what the call letters are of the station out in the Inland Empire, but at any rate, she's got lots of chops. There was actually a fire. Jennifer's home was in danger because the fires are not in just one place. But I will tell you, Jennifer, when I saw that picture this morning, and you probably all have done the same thing, Joe, I'll bet you have, driving down the 405, coming over the hill by the Schuylkill, the Skirball, center there. Yeah, and you come down and I saw, you know, I lived in Bel Air last year, just on the other side of that hill. So the fire had jumped over from the Getty Center side to the Bel Air side. And I want to tell you something. I'm not one who likes to use the word scary. I think I don't use it because I don't like the connotation, but good God. Looking at that, so Jennifer, what's it like? Well, I haven't talked to you for a couple of days because you were taking the people in your city said get out, and so everybody in that town in Sunland moved out to where the hell did they all go?
That's the great question. It was over 150,000 people that evacuated. There are a bunch of fires burning right now. So just to give you some context, the one that came closest to me that threatened me was the Creek Fire. And that's the fire that's burning in the Sylmar, Sunland, Tujunga area now, thankfully. And this is awful because there's a lot of wildlife and, of course, forest that's being affected. But it's burning out more towards the forest now and the mountainous areas of Southern California than it is towards the homes in Sunland, Tujunga, and Sylmar, which is good news for people who have their houses there. But this fire, it burned over 12,000 acres. It came right down to the mountains. And the thing that was so scary is not that it was particularly, I can't tell you it was, you know, a half a block from me. I will tell you it was a half a mile. But the winds that we've been dealing with have been really strong. Hurricane force winds, I think in my neighborhood, we were seeing winds 70 miles an hour plus. And these embers can go for miles, getting fed by the oxygen in the air, getting fed by the wind. And there was a lot of concern that our neighborhood would end up like those images we saw in Santa Rosa and Northern California just a few months ago, where entire communities were taken out because of unpredictable wind gusts. And so they had evacuated the whole town. I tried to stick it out, even though at times we had no power. It was kind of a mess. And then when the police came door to door to my mom, she came to me, and then eventually I got the knock that police in the neighborhood wanted me out. So we evacuated late. And so I've been kind of bouncing around. I stayed with my dad for a little while. I actually am doing some charity events. Then I moved to a hotel. I mean, it's just been all over the place. But I found out late on Thursday that the evacuation orders had been lifted. So hopefully we dodged a bullet. But it was really, really scary times. This is the worst that I've seen in the time living in Sunland, Tujunga.
So In terms of where it all is and or was, things are changing. By the end of the weekend, hopefully many of these fires will be routed. As you say, they're changing direction because the wind direction is changing. Joe lives over on the other side of the hill in Studio City, which if you can visualize the picture that I'm talking about going down the 405, anybody who's ever done that, if you go over on that other side, and keep going. I was making reference to Bel Air, but if you go down on the other side from Bel Air into the valley, you hit Studio City. So how much smoke and what are you, you're not having a fire, but what are you experiencing?
No, but it's interesting because there's a couple of things going on. The air quality is really has been questionable in the valley. And I remember it was Wednesday that all the kids were in school and the air quality was bad and everybody was screaming about it. So they closed most L.A. schools and the air was fairly good. So they're back to school again. But I remember walking out the door. It was maybe Tuesday morning. The first thing that hit me, it smelled like we were living on a campground. And then, of course, you know, you look at the, I'll give you a little L.A. Flavor here, went to the swimming pool out behind the house and just covered in soot, the water just filthy with, you know, this, we have this brown, this may seem trivial to somebody like Jennifer because she's had it much closer in her face in the creek fire. But, I mean, you could just see this brown soot on everything. So, you know, we are affected. And, you know, I'm 10 miles from where you are. But we've got five or six fires anyway in Southern California, and you know,
do we know how these fires have started? Do we know whether they are natural or any of them are some idiot man-made?
Rich, I think most of them are natural. They won't know for a few weeks as to if there was a
cause. That's a great question.
It's
the wind. I mean, Jennifer is right on that. Yeah. It's the wind that gets scary because that.
So somebody
really
could have had a campfire at some legitimate place like the Angeles National Forest. They were cooking something and an ember was collected by the wind and just blew it along. And there was some consternation about a homeless person in one of them. But the Ventura fire, for example, didn't carry all the way over to the forest. And up the 210 area where you are,
What I learned about this past week, guys, is that watching all these press conferences with the mayor and the LA fire personnel is that there is a brush fire index that I guess when you live in Southern California and you're a firefighter, you are given the brush fire index every single day. And the ones that we've had this past week, are the highest on record. There was a fire chief out there, Terraza, I believe is his name, who said he worked for 31 years for LA Fire and he had never seen the brush index this high. And that's because this last year we had a lot of rain and our drought was over and people in Southern California, all of California, were celebrating. But that caused a huge growth and lots of vegetation, which dried out during the hot summer. And there's just more fuel than there has been in the past decades, really. There's just more fuel to burn, and it is so dry. It's actually warm now. It was cold at the beginning of the week, but now it's up in the 70s and 80s. We need some humidity, and that wind is just such a factor. And the bad news for all of us is that additional wildfires, this one in Ventura, is a monster. People are having to boil water. It's a really bad situation, but brush fires popped up in San Diego and in the Inland Empire, and they're expecting that to happen for the next several days because the winds have been now expanded in the forecast.
You know what I heard that I had never realized or even thought about, Doug, is that one of the problems is that the winds are coming from the east right now, these hard winds, bringing the dry air from the desert, and they need that to switch back to its normal of bringing
coming off the ocean.
Off of the ocean and bringing the moisture in, and that's why the humidity is so low, because all the air is coming from the desert instead
of the
ocean.
Well, there's never a whole lot of humidity in L.A. County. I never remember sweating like I do in the Northeast in the summertime with the humidity.
When you're at 3% humidity, I mean, there's no moisture.
It's very dry. Yep. All right, well, Jennifer, God love you. Thank you for the update. And, Joe, you're going to stick around, but Jennifer's got to go perform in another arena. But the good thing is that we're relieved and happy that I'm not sure what the most people have gotten out. I don't think there's a death toll. I've seen stories of people losing their houses. There was one story early in the week that Victoria and I were talking about, a couple that just bought a house. They took the possession of the house, never moved into it because it burned down before they could get into it.
Yeah, I believe that was in my area. The big loss of life was horses. About 40 horses died during this fire in my area. Another person died in Ventura who was trying to escape. And then I think I heard reports that there was another woman's body found. Ventura Fire, keep an eye on that because you won't really know the structural damage and the death toll for the next week or so. It'll take a long time to sift through all of that, sadly. Yeah.
All right, Jen, thanks. Jennifer Horn here on the Talk Radio Review. Let me get you to focus on security in your home, Vivint Smart Home Technology. This is the number one smart home service provider in our country. And a lot of people are signing up to make their home smarter and to make their life easier. The best example I can come up with, Richie loves this one, the doorbell camera, so that when the package deliverer, whomever he or she may be, when they show up at your house, they can hit the doorbell. That activates something on your iPhone. You look to see who's there, and then open the door from your iPhone. The delivery person puts the package inside, closes the door. You know from the software that the door has been locked. You can see the delivery person go away. Everything is hunky-dory.
And this this is perfect, Doug, because a friend yesterday just emailed me pictures of all of his UPS Christmas gifts sitting on his porch for anybody to come by and take. And he's like, look at this.
Right.
So I'm going to recommend
this
to him.
Become a real phenom.
Yeah,
recommend this to him. And I recommend it to anybody who's looking for security, a smart way to manage their home. Let's say, for example, you go to work at 7 o'clock. You want to turn the heat down so that it's at 50 during the day. You don't need it. There's nobody there. And on your way home at 6 o'clock, you go into the iPhone. You go into the Vivint system, and the controls will push the heat, the thermometer in your house, back to 65 if that's where you want it. And so all day long, you've saved that money. You didn't have to heat your house. All kinds of things that are automatic with this system. So, would you do yourself a favor? Call 855-718-6167. You can go to the djvshow.com website, djvshow.com. Look at the banner for Vivint Systems. And then when you're done looking around and say, wow, this is smart. This is good. And it's affordable. Call 855-718-6167.
855-718-6167. Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and I have a confession to make. I've done a lot of freelancing over the years, and I just kept all of my records on a single Microsoft Word document. So sloppy. But recently I got a tour of FreshBooks, which makes cloud accounting software for freelancers and small businesses, and it was a revelation. Manage your invoices, track your expenses, keep track of your work down to the minute. That is the way to run a side hustle. Check out FreshBooks.com and enter Entrepreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of G Company in the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Mm-hmm. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 and change after the hour. Important conversation about important things happening, according to the folks that do the work, the research at Talkers Magazine. We use that for our discussions here on the Talk Radio Review, part of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keeman, Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy, who is the editor and producer and talent, all of those things together, on his Evil Thoughts Daily podcast.
Janitor, too.
Which, yeah, he's sweeping things up, yeah.
Right. I do everything.
Cleaning out his, he's cleaning out the pool. He does it all. Kinds of, yeah, right. Okay, so I think we've taken care of the Wi-Fi. Let me go through the list here so everybody knows what the story list from 10 to number 1 is, according to Talkers. The usual sports talk radio items at number 10, NFL suspensions. A couple of people got really hurt, didn't they, last weekend, too?
Yeah, got one guy whose legs weren't moving. I haven't seen the status of him.
He had spinal surgery, right? Is that the same player?
Yeah.
And then you have the Gronkowski hit. You know, he got suspended for that.
All right. He's a Patriot, right?
Yes. Gronk is a human tank. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
Right.
Number nine. He hit some guy.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I feel sorry for the person who got hit by the human tank.
That's right.
Take three on number nine. Russia has been banned from the Winter Games because of their doping. I think the other part of this story is that the concern we have, Nikki Haley, the UN ambassador, said there's a chance we may not send our athletes there because the worry they could be very vulnerable from some kind of North Korean hanky-panky because the Olympics will be held in South Korea in some town that nobody can pronounce. Pyongyang, Wongyang, Bongyanghung. Something like that. Okay, go ahead. It's perfect. You pronounce it.
It's not hard. It's Pyeongchang.
Okay, Pyeongchang. All right, not hard. There's a little slice. Under the bus. I just slid under the bus, Rich. Did you hear me?
Yeah, that
slide
was
right under
I think
that
I ordered
bus.
That. I ordered that last night at dinner. It was great.
Good for you. Number seven, the gay wedding cake case. I can't believe that people are still actually wasting their time talking about this.
Well, this is the Supreme Court now, right?
I understand
that's
that.
Where
but
it
how
is.
Many,
stupid,
there's
right?
no new angle to this. What's the new angle?
Well, it's the church against discrimination, and I think it's stupid. It should not be at the Supreme. It should not even be a court case.
If people have a business, they ought to be able to do what they want with their business without having to be interfered with. There's so many now laws that if they're dumb enough,
kill all the lawyers.
Here's a question, though, and this is something that Chief Justice Kennedy has been going back and forth on. What if they said, we're not making any wedding cakes for black people?
That's their business. If they're that stupid,
then you're going to go out of business.
On what? But the issue is based on what?
That's illegal. That's discrimination. That is illegal.
That's
so
right.
Why would it not be the same for a gay couple?
Not because there's no basis
for a black person, but it's okay to say to a gay guy, I'm not making
That's part of the reason, Doug, that it's at the Supreme Court level, because it is illegal to say, I will not make a cake for you because you're black, but it is not illegal to say, I won't make a cake for you because you're gay. That's exactly what the whole crux of this case is right now.
Right. You know, she's got that right, but the difference is Jack Phillips, who runs the shop, says it's a religious thing, and that's a lot different than just a racial, hey, I don't like you because you're black. There's a big difference.
But no one's going to admit that they're a racist. No one's going to say that.
Yeah, but I mean, that's maybe, you may be right about that, but you can't say to somebody, your religious doesn't count. You can't do that, and that's why this shouldn't even be at the Supreme Court. If you want a wedding cake and you're gay, I think the numbers are in your favor as the years go on. Nobody cares anymore. I mean, obviously this guy does, but it's not like 1968 anymore.
Chick-fil-A and this bakery apparently still care.
Yeah, but that's a minority of people.
All right. Talk to your local chicken about that. The Talk Radio Review, 28 past the hour.
This is Mike Reagan for Newsmax.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com. Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, going through the charts for the week of December the 4th to the 8th, 2017. Man, can you believe we're getting close to the end of the year?
Here we go.
Oh, will you stop? I said to Richie all the time, tease him, can you believe? There's only 2 weeks till Christmas, et cetera, et cetera. Time flies. Well, it does. All right. So our focus here on the Talk Radio Review is to take the information that comes from Talkers Magazine and cull out some of the nuance of it, and then have professional talk radio people like Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, and me go through this. And I've been trying to go through the numbers here. The Trump-Russia investigation, again, what is there? People that listen to these talk radio programs, what do you get out of listening to discussions of Trump and the Russia investigation that hasn't already been aired or discussed 100 times? What is there that's new? What do we...
What's new is that they found somebody who didn't exactly tell the truth about something else.
Shocking.
So they accused them of lying to the FBI. So now you're going to go to jail for the rest of your life unless you tell us everything you know.
Right.
And then they find some other person because of that who they question, and that person can't answer the question properly, so they accuse them of lying. But none of the lies have anything to do with the actual accusation. In general.
Yeah, well, he's right about that. And what's new on the investigation is now we have the Office of the Inspector General is now going to be investigating the investigation. So now we have somebody who could be looking at Robert Mueller because they don't really trust him anymore. So this is really cool. What a mess.
And I saw something the other day where they were $50 million for 6 months.
There's the
they
key.
They said $7 million, but yeah.
That's the key right there. The amount of money that the taxpayer is, this is extortion. the taxpayer is getting screwed 85 ways from Sunday with all these investigations that basically never go anywhere. All they become is political theater, and guys like Mueller make a lot of money, and other people, whatever the billable hour thing is.
Get bankrupted,
and,
too.
And what comes out of it? Yeah, so what comes out of it? Nothing. Nothing ever comes out of these things.
So in private business, Doug, we have this thing where we go find a problem, create a solution.
Yes.
Make money on the solution, right?
Yeah.
Is government really any different? Create a problem, create a solution, charge the taxpayers for the solution.
What's the solution, though? What is the solution?
It doesn't matter
to this?
What the solution is. There is no solution. They just create this problem. No,
it's more like cowboys and Indians, good guys, bad guys, whatever. It's like, Star Wars.
If there is collusion, we need to know about it, and we need to investigate it. And I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with all of these people who get indicted for telling the FBI one story, and then a month later, they tell them the story again, and something changes, and now all of a sudden, you're going to jail for the rest
of
your life unless you turn over everything.
Right. Yeah, right. Yep. Yeah, pretty silly.
But we need to know if there's collusion.
Right.
Yeah.
Number four. Yeah, did you start to say something, Victoria?
No, I mean, Rich is absolutely right. We have to know if there is collusion, and the other part of it is we can't set a precedent that it's okay to be selling privileges through an election period and to be selling that for personal gain for business. And that's a lot of the stuff that Kushner's facing. And Donald Trump Jr. apparently has just told various versions of the story, and now there's a whole lot of I do not recalls. Yeah. So the whole thing is very shady. So.
And Hillary should go to jail too then.
Well,
absolutely.
They all should go to jail.
Absolutely. She should be. Lock her up.
Keep it going.
Oh, God. Don't start that again.
Lock her up, man.
All right. Now, that was
Flynn, the one who started all that, is going to get locked up. Hopefully. Yeah.
Well, that's. He won't, though, because he's flipping.
Yeah,
he
flipped.
He's not,
so he's all safe.
Right. All right. Number four, speaking of flipping, is the Roy Moore campaign and how it is that we've gotten to a point in America. Well, we can't find anybody better than the likes of this goofball, this Jerkelberger, to run for an important office like the Senate. How is it that we can't find good people? Is it the news media's fault? Is it the fault of people because they weren't watching the store and the good people don't want to be involved in this sort of thing? You hear that from time to time. This guy is a complete Neanderthal. I wouldn't go back to the Cro-Magnon era. That's where he really belongs, in my estimation, and why people are such, even Trump, trying to find anybody who's a Republican so we can keep the votes in the Senate. Do you have no pride?
Do you have no morals? Do you have no ethics?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous to me. It's absolutely ridiculous how Roy Moore gets
the Republicans don't even want him. So,
well,
what is that?
Some
no,
of them
they don't.
Some of them
Mitch
do.
McConnell, the old fossil, even he says,
no, he took the easy way out and said, let the people of Alabama decide, because that's what Trump said. So that's no declarative statement of moral high ground. That's just
But why shouldn't the people of Alabama decide, though? I mean, why shouldn't they?
Decide. They should decide. But what does it tell you about the people of Alabama?
Here's the question, though. All right.
Well, they see him as a warrior.
What's the matter with them that they think this guy is acceptable?
They'd rather have a pedophile than a Democrat. That's pretty much what it comes down to.
You know what?
Here's the reality: is everybody is a dirtbag, and it's just this dirtbag against that dirtbag.
He's my dirtbag. You know,
he's my dirtbag. It's pretty much where we are with Trump. He's my dirtbag.
Yeah. I remember going up to Harlem years ago when we were doing a remote, and this was when Charlie Rangel was still representing the Harlem area, and he was
another great.
I think he was either thrown out of the house for a while or whatever he was for corruption. I remember talking to the locals about it, and they were saying exactly what Rich was saying. Yeah, maybe he's a dirtbag, but he's our dirtbag.
So here's the question, Doug. Will we ever, you can't find anybody that doesn't have something in their closet that somebody can't find. Every single one of us sitting here has something where another person can find it atrocious and call us out to make us look like more and more.
I got a lot of shirts in my closet that don't fit me anymore.
Donald Trump, we all have some. everybody, not even in our closet. We have something that's out there. Just the, my beliefs will make somebody accuse me to make me look like more and more.
Yeah, what are yours? You know, now you seem pretty adamant about it. What do you got?
Well, I got what you got.
I don't really think I have anything. I don't know, Rich. You're kind of lumping us all in on this one.
No. What I'm saying
is, there something you want to say?
Is every single person walking the face of this planet has a belief or something that they've done or said to somebody that another person can make them seem like the devil over. And we are never going to have a clean candidate in our political offices again, ever.
Did you hear about Trent Franks in Arizona? Did you hear about that?
Who?
Trent Franks in Arizona. He is a congressman in Arizona. We're kind of skipping to number one.
He's the one who's, he's resigning, right? Because he's...
Yes, he's resigning. It was weird because he would come up to people in the office and he said, would you like to have my baby? Because
no,
my
he,
and I
he says he I didn't swear say...
He said something. He said,
he
I want you to be
to
a surrogate
about
mom.
In vitro and carrying babies, but he didn't ask anybody, are you going to carry my baby?
Well, but whatever. But, I mean, he's saying, would you have my baby? I don't know how he put it, but, I mean, that's the bottom line.
He's like, what do you think about other people having other people's babies? And, like, everybody's like, that's a little weird. Get away from me.
Right. So. There was some comment about he and his wife couldn't have kids, right? And it was something about surrogates.
He needed a surrogate mommy, and he's got twins already, but he wanted a sibling. And I don't know how he put it to these women, whether we'll step into the closet here and take care of it right here, or whether he said, what do you think about it? And that's weird intimidation right there. I don't know exactly how he put it.
All right.
But he's out. He's out. He's out. He's done.
Done. All right. So we still have the tax reform plan to spend some time on. What Trump says about Jerusalem and all the people who are resigning basically under the umbrella of celebrity misbehavior. That may take up most of our time as we continue here. I want to give you some advice. If you're a business person or at the end of the year you have decided you want to get a new job, I'm going to put the two of you together using ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter is so different. If you're hiring, you perhaps go to a lot of different job sites to post looking for the best candidates. Don't have to do that anymore. All you have to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use ZipRecruiter the first time free. The benefits are long and wide. ZipRecruiter, unlike the other hiring sites, doesn't depend on the candidates finding you. It finds them because there's a whole bunch of people with their, I've been teased because I refer to it as the CV, your resume, curriculum vitae, is there, and these people that are looking for you are going to find you through ZipRecruiter. Don't depend on any other service. Depend on ZipRecruiter to get the right candidates to you if you're hiring, and make sure if you're a good candidate, you're in there so that they can find you. You want a new job for the first of the year? Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use ZipRecruiter free. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. Try it free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Time now for us to review on the Talk Radio Countdown Show the people list this week, according to the research at Talkers with Michael Harrison and his staff. At 10, the names of LeBron James and Steph Curry, basketball players. Number 9, Rob Gronkowski. Number 8, Vladimir Putin. Number 7, Kim Jong-un. Number 6, Robert Mueller. Number 5, Roy Moore. Number 4, a tie between Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan. At number 3, the bad boys, Russell Simmons, Garrison Keillor, Danny Masterson. At number 2, batter boys, Al Franken, John Conyers. And the number 1 most discussed person this week, as usual, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
The Ford year-end sales event is in full swing. For a limited time, get $1,000 cash back on top of 0% APR financing for 72 months on a full lineup of 2017 Ford vehicles. That's Ford, America's best-selling brand. Celebrate the season with exclusive holiday offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus 1,000 Ford credit cash across a full lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment on cars, F-150, and SUVs. Not available on Ford GT, Fiesta, Focus RS, Mustang GT 350, 350R, Raptor, or Super Duty. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by January 2nd, 2018. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A student in Georgia complained that tests and grades were stressful, so the professor adopted a new stress reduction policy. Students who feel stressed about tests can decide their own grades. If they feel any stress, they're welcome to leave without explanation and with no effect on their grade. A stress-free environment may sound good, but life is not stress-free. A look through the lens of liberty reveals the vital importance of stress and risk and how to handle them. Our American system limits the power of government because we believe ordinary people can govern themselves, but they cannot do so unless they learn how to take responsibility for their own actions. If you want a stress-free life, you need a binky and a stroller and someone else deciding where you go.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
Let's check the story list from Talkers Magazine. The official list for the charts on the Talk Radio Countdown Show starts with number 10, Sports Talk Radio, discussion of what's going on in the National Basketball Association, National Football League, that sort of thing. Number 9, sports-related story, Russia has been banned from the Winter Olympics, the Winter Games, because of all the doping that's gone on. Number 8, California wildfires. Number 7, the gay wedding cake case at the Supreme Court. Number 6, the travel ban ruling continuing to occupy people's time. Number 5, the Trump-Russian investigation. Number 4 this week on the countdown, the saga of Roy Moore. Number 3, the Republican tax reform plan. Number 2, a discussion of capital placement in Israel. And number 1, the resignations of Senator Al Franken, Congressman John Conyers, misbehavior in general among those who are high visible public people. 46 past the hour is the week review of week. I should probably say weekend, because if I say week, somebody will say week, W-E-A-K. This is week? No, this is strong. We have strong broadcasters here. Joe Crummy, who edits this thing. You go to iTunes and just put in Evil Thoughts. You'll find Joe and his thoughts. Also, Victoria Keelan is here. Rich McFadden. The tax reform plan, which seems to be annoying almost everybody. It looks like there's something in it. That
except for some very large corporations who are really happy.
Yeah. They don't get, there's no negative in it for them at all?
Nothing?
Nope.
It's only good news?
All good. All upside.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
And small business owners.
Yeah. All right. So I'm a small business
owner. And everybody that lives outside of New York and LA.
Say that again, Joe?
Hey, everybody, yeah, but we're talking about who likes the plan. I'm not sure I like it, and I know Victoria doesn't like it.
I got to wait for the final rendition to come down, but
right. I'm not sure yet.
The math works out for me because what I lost, I also gain on the other side. So
I'm not sure
how
I feel about the plan yet.
So. What is that? What are you gaining and what are you losing?
You lose your individual deductions for my two kids, but I only have two kids. And so the couple's deduction makes up for it, and then some. So
like $24,000.
We're the $24,000
right off the top.
Right. Whereas before I was getting $16,000. So I think I'm a little bit ahead of the game, but we'll see where it all falls out.
Depending upon taxes that you pay.
And the real estate tax doesn't affect me because I don't pay over $10,000 in real estate.
Well, but it affects Victoria and people like my children who want to buy a house, but now they can't really squeeze it because it's tight without the deduction.
I know. Yep. I'm just talking about me.
Cash.
I fell into this little hole. And it works for me, so I'm hopeful that the corporate tax and the small business tax
boost
the economy.
Put this together? Who's responsible for putting these ideas together and cranking it out as a bill? Where did all these ideas come from?
I mean, Ryan's going to kind of drive the ship, but I don't know who actually put the policies in there.
Yeah.
What's that tax guy that was fighting with Trump there for a while? His name escapes me.
Stephen Moore?
Steve Moore? I think that's it.
Yeah,
I think it is Stephen Moore.
All right, number 1, the Frank and Conyers' resignation. Well, they're not together. Al Franken resigns from the
Senate. Democrats eating
John
their own.
Conyers, so that they can... Conyers leaves the House, and now he's trying to get his son or grandson or somebody to run in his place. Oh, man. This, what a system.
Or his nephew wants it, too.
His
nephew was Ian Conyers. He wants it, too, and so does John. Yeah.
So, Franken, I thought Franken resigning was a surprise. Anybody else surprised by that?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
I was.
The Democrats were going to make sure that they both resigned so that they could keep going after the Republicans.
There we go.
Thank there you. We have it, folks. 10 before the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 after the hour, time for our weekly overview of the top five items from the world of technology on Tech Talk. Victoria Keevan is here to count them down. I'll give you the numbers. You give us the stories. How's that for a deal? We got a deal, Victoria?
Sounds good. We've got a deal.
Number five is a focus on Airbnb.
That's true. The biggest group night of travel of the year is New Year's Eve. So just in time for New Year's Eve, Airbnb has rolled out a brand new feature that allows large groups, if you're traveling with other couples, you can each individually pay. In the past, one person has had to foot the bill and then hope that their friends pay them back. And it turns out, after surveying 2,000 American travelers, Airbnb found that 43% of group travelers report losing $1,000 or more when their friends have refused or forgotten to repay them, and 18% of frequent group trippers lost $10,000 or more waiting for their friends and travel companions to pay them back. So Airbnb has definitely done the right move here just in time for New Year's Eve.
Just in time for New Year's. Number four is a focus on the latest from Instagram.
That's true. People falling in love with their Instagram stories and wanting to preserve them is, of course, the sentiment behind the biggest Instagram profile update since 2013. Now, users are able to keep their stories forever using the new archive function, and it basically displays that everything on the upper right corner of your profile in the archive in the highlights section will now be where all of your Instagram stories live forever. And if you're wondering, unless you choose to opt out of archive, you actually don't need to do anything. All of your stories will automatically be saved, which is really easy for a lot of people.
Right. Number three the airlines are getting fussy again.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting lead into the story, but
Thank you. Well, that's really, they don't want you to bring these bags onto the plane, starting with American, and then it'll go through the whole airline industry.
Right. Well, high-tech suitcases that charge your phone and open with a fingerprint, things like that, those cases are now going to be banned from American Airlines effective January 15th unless the lithium-ion battery can be removed. If it can be removed and packed separately, then you can still use your smart suitcases, which, by the way, are very expensive and becoming more and more popular. There are some brands that you cannot remove the battery. And by January 15th, American, Delta, and United, and Southwest are all using the same standards now. So they're all saying by January 15th, don't bother trying to check one of those bags in and do not bring it on as a carry-on. You will not be allowed on the plane or you'll have to leave your luggage behind. So it's a really big deal and they're going to enforce it very strongly.
All right. Well, another way of having a... The problem is the way they enforce it, with the dummies that they have.
Oh, it's going to be a disaster.
Oh, my God.
This will be an absolute disaster of which bag has a removable battery, which one doesn't. Do they need you to remove the battery, or does it just need to be removable? That's another question a lot of travelers are asking. Mm-hmm. It's already becoming very, very murky waters.
Yep. Number two, YouTube. Amazing news, and good news, actually, from YouTube this week.
Well, YouTube is owned by Google, of course, and so YouTube has had a lot of problems with inappropriate video content being seen by all ages of kids. There have been pedophiles that have been commenting on children's videos. There's extremist propaganda. Lots of bad stuff has been on YouTube. They've actually removed 150,000 videos alone just for violent extremism since June. That's only just a few months, and that's just for terrorism. So now what they're doing is they're hiring 10,000 humans, as opposed to computers taking over, and they say human reviewers will remain essential to removing content and training machine learning systems because human judgment is critical to making contextualized decisions on the type of content that YouTube has. They're also facing a backlash from advertisers who have been pulling their dollars because they don't want to be associated with these types of videos. So YouTube's got a lot of work to do. 1.5 billion users and a billion hours of video are watched every day on YouTube.
All right. Number one, as we have recovered from Cyber Week, sort of, it hasn't been good for UPS, according to what we have here, Victoria.
Yes, UPS is experiencing a big, big backlog, and Cyber Week broke records this year. Amazon Prime, of course, uses UPS for their two-day Prime shipping, and UPS says they're hoping that everything will be back on schedule by Christmas. FedEx has not commented yet, but I would assume FedEx probably has the same problems. So you may want to pay a little bit more to ensure you get faster delivery.
Give somebody a year on Netflix. You don't have to send them anything, right? Is that a good
idea? That's actually a good idea, yeah.
Not a bad idea. See, I come up with good ideas
there
from
time
to time. Yes, thank you. Victoria Keelan with the ideas that are prominent this week in technology.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.